Hello, and welcome to Om at Home Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. You are listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28 in downtown Laguna. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information, or you can call 949-415-6718. Or if you have Facebook, you can go to Om Laguna Beach on Facebook and see what's happening. So today we're going to be talking about our addiction to comfort. And when we're sitting in meditation, it's like an exercise to trying to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And as human beings, we've been conditioned towards wanting to be comfortable all of the time. We measure our happiness and our success by how comfortable we are, and we strive endlessly for more comfort. What we may not realize is our endless addiction to comfort has actually made us more stressed, more impatient, more intolerant, and more judgmental, and keeps us from being connected to the present and experiencing life as it is. That said, when we strive to achieve comfort and find it, then we're actually building an illusion of happiness that's only possible through struggle and strife. But what of happiness? Is it possible to be happy when we're uncomfortable? Are we willing to be uncomfortable and see if we can find happiness or patience or compassion or even acceptance with our own discomfort? And this is where meditation comes in. The benefit of training yourself to stay on the spot, even when you're uncomfortable, to be the observer and wait patiently, develops this quality of attention that can change your whole experience of your life from one of striving to one of accepting. And doesn't happiness seem to abide in accepting things? Meditation's this opportunity to discover what we're truly made of. Do we have an inner source of gentleness and kindness and caring? Are we born with a natural reservoir of happiness and content? In traditions that use meditation as a path of self-discovery, the idea is that these qualities are already in our nature, and we've somehow forgotten them in this race for comfort. By struggling and striving, we've lost touch with ourselves. When we meditate, we sit in this place of observation of how things are. We notice how our minds react to everything, with thoughts and impulses driving us to act for or against whatever we observe. And as we continue to practice staying with the breath, and we learn to interrupt the patterns of thoughts and reactions, we begin to notice that a lot of our discomfort exists in our minds, and not so much in what's happening in the present moment. As we continue to follow the breath and observe the bodily sensations, we might find discomfort and sometimes even pain. But by tuning into it more deeply and tapping into our natural source of attention with patience, we might find that a small adjustment like loosening the jaw or softening the belly or extending your spine can alleviate the pain. It's all well and good to observe when things are easy or they resolve themselves quickly and are comfortable again. The big challenge comes when it doesn't alleviate the pain and discomfort. Can we sit with it and work on letting it be and access that inner place of gentleness and kindness and caring towards how we really feel in that moment? Meditation then is an act of tuning in to our essential selves, the one that exists underneath all the striving for comfort and the feel-good experiences, and can embrace wholeheartedly the full range of our human experience. The benefits then can be an easier going, flexible, open way of being with life, a flow between comfort and discomfort, but meeting it all with the same gentle awareness and acceptance. So that is what we're going to be doing today with our practice, is learning how to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. So I always start off by saying, find yourself a comfortable position, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to let you find a position that you like, in a chair, on a couch, on a floor, and see if you're comfortable. Just take a breath and a moment to check in and see what happens when you sit down. And if you need a little adjustment here or there to bring your full attention into the present moment. And you'll notice as we go into our meditation practice, there'll be plenty of moments where suddenly you'll notice how uncomfortable your body is. And I'm going to ask you just to sit with it for a breath or two before making any kind of changes or adjustments to it. Just to notice, how do you react, habitually react to discomfort? What do you make it mean? And can you just be there with it and breathe into it and allow it for an extra second or two before having to do something about it? So start out by just letting your hands rest in your lap. Your eyes can gaze at the floor, or you can close your eyes, whatever you like. And take a deep breath in through your nose. And blow out now very, very slowly through your mouth. We're going to do this two more times. Inhale deeply through the nose. And exhale nice and slow through the mouth. One more. Good. And now allow your breath to shift to going in and out of your nostrils, becoming the observer of the breath as it goes in and out, trying just to witness it as opposed to changing it or judging it. Letting your mind follow the breath as it flows in and out. And if it feels uncomfortable, just stay with the breath. Don't abandon it. Don't run away from how you feel. Show up. Be patient. Let yourself be and see what changes. We're going to scan through the body and see if there's any discomfort there. So imagine that you can move your breath and your mind down into your feet. And resist the urge to wiggle your toes or move your feet around, and really just feel how they are, letting them be. And then move that awareness into your ankles, your shins, and your calves. And again, without trying to fill the space, just letting it be exactly as it is in this moment. Aware of weight or sensation. Moving up into the knees, the thighs. And really notice how your legs feel, what they're against. Is it a cushion, a chair, the floor? Are they being held or are you holding them up? Complete observation of what is, without adjustment. And then take a breath and see if you can let your legs go. Perhaps you weren't even aware that you were holding them. Continue to move the mind and the breath up into your hips, your seat, the floor of the pelvis. Taking the mind, the imagination, into the bones, the organs, all the way out to the skin. Moving into the belly and the low back and the sides of the body. Just feeling how things are. Can you feel fabric against your skin? Doing nothing, witnessing and observing. And then take a breath and soften the belly from the inside out. You can see the subtle difference between being and doing, generating an experience versus having an experience. Move the breath up further into the chest and under the arms, the tips of the shoulder blades in the back. Can you feel the expansion of your diaphragm? How your chest rises and falls with each round of breath? Can you feel your shoulders and arms and hands, the weight and sensation and temperature there? Doing nothing, watching, listening to the body. And on your next breath, imagine softening your shoulders and lengthening your spine. It's very subtle, the adjustments. Very small. And if you're noticing any pain or discomfort, fill it with breath. Just allow the breath to move through it and around it without having to do anything else. Just throwing breath in there and seeing what happens on the exhale. Does that tension empty out, or is it still there? Knowing that every breath has patience and gentleness and caring in it, not trying to force anything to happen. Then move up into your jaw, your face, your eyes, your scalp and the back of your neck, and really notice it all. The weight of your head on your neck. If you can feel air against your skin, your ears, your forehead. Doing nothing but seeing and feeling and listening and noticing. And notice the urges in you to want to move, to change something, to do something other than what this is. And breathe through it, cultivating that patience, that compassion for yourself, for your urges to have things be other than what they are. Take another deep breath in. Let the whole body go on that exhale. And return your attention to the breath, marking each exhale, giving a lot of space and time for the breath in between. So labeling today, we're only labeling the exhale. And when something is uncomfortable, a distraction, a noise, a sensation, a thought, we're simply going to say, uncomfortable. And we're going to come back and breathe, marking just the exhale. And you continue to practice, and I'll check in with you in a few minutes. Thank you. Notice if your mind has taken you on some journey. All you have to do is reconnect with the exhale. Are you comfortable or uncomfortable? And can you just let it be and notice how everything changes? Follow the change instead of the discomfort. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. And today, we're getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, really learning to let things be, following the exhales, noticing any distractions, labeling them distraction or uncomfortable, and come back to comfort, to the source of comfort, your breath, and the simplicity of just being here. And begin to deepen your breath and notice how you're feeling right now, allowing your practice to have been perfect just the way it was. Moments of comfort, moments of discomfort, most importantly, just learning to be with it all. Take 3 deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Opening your eyes and allowing yourself to just come back into your space without doing anything. And this week, as you do your practice, allow yourself to notice where you get uncomfortable and take a pause and see if you can be patient, be steadfast, and abide with the breath instead of running away into fixing, changing, or doing. And see what happens there. Thank you for listening. This has been Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can reach us at 949-415-6718 for more information about classes and workshops and all the other good things that are going on there. Or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com, or you can go to Facebook and the Om Laguna Beach page. Thank you for listening, and this is Lori wishing you peace along your way today.